Has anyone besides me noticed that not only is Mitt Romney the GOP's rich man candidate for president, but his last name actually spells money? Yes, just drop the R, move the M in front of the O, and there it is. In fact, put the R in parentheses, add it back, and you've got Republican money. But with Mitt, we really don't have to spell it out, because he keeps showing and even stumbling over his richness. With his money connections, his super PAC quickly became the superest of them all. Not only has he spent more than every one of his rivals combined, but some of the cash has gone into ads portraying him as just a regular guy. But like Ugly on a Hog, he just can't hide the depth of his personal wealth. Most recently came news that he's doing a little renovation on his California home, a relatively modest place on the beach in La Jolla. It's one of three homes he owns, but he's decided that its 3,000 square feet of space is a bit cramped for him, so he's having it bulldozed and replaced with a more Romney-esque $12 million 8,600 square foot McMansion by the sea, complete with a basement larger than the existing house. Aside from its size and cost, his redo has a couple of features that regular guys couldn't even dream of having. First is a split-level four-car garage with a special elevator to lift vehicles up and down, in and out. No word yet on whether the cars will have their own white-gloved elevator operator. Second, the new digs come with an unusual built-in feature, a lobbyist. Romney has paid $21,000 so far to hire one of San Diego's premier real estate lobbyists to wheel and deal at City Hall to get the permits and any exemptions needed to build Mr. Money's sea castle. This is Jim Hightower saying, it's hard to connect with average Joes when you've got a house with an attached lobbyist.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.